Gladiatorial combat in Rome. Gladiatorial combat was a popular form of entertainment in ancient Rome, dating back to around 264 BC. It took place in specially constructed amphitheaters, the most famous of which is the Colosseum in Rome. Gladiators were typically slaves, prisoners of war, or criminals, and they were trained to fight to the death. They used a variety of weapons and armor. These events were attended by thousands of spectators, and the outcome of the battles could be determined by the crowd's reaction. Some gladiators became celebrities, while others perished in the arena. Wild animal hunts were also a part of these spectacles, with exotic animals imported from different parts of the Roman Empire to be hunted and killed by skilled hunters. Public executions. Both Rome and Persia practiced public executions as a form of punishment and entertainment. Executions were often carried out in gruesome ways, including crucifixion, beheading, or being thrown to wild animals. Chariot racing in Rome. Chariot racing was another popular form of entertainment in ancient Rome. It took place in large circuses, such as the Circus Maximus. Chariot races were highly competitive and dangerous, often resulting in the injury or death of the charioteers. Factions of fans supported their favorite charioteers, and rivalries could become extremely intense. Torture as punishment. In both Rome and ancient Persia, torture was used as a means of punishment and extracting information from prisoners. Various methods of torture were employed, and some were extremely cruel and painful. Crucifixion. Crucifixion was a common method of execution in ancient Rome. It involved the victim being nailed or tied to a wooden cross and left to die a slow and agonizing death. It was both a form of punishment and a deterrent. Human sacrifices in ancient Persia. In ancient Persia, human sacrifices were practiced in certain religious rituals. These sacrifices were intended to appease gods or fulfill religious obligations. Before the advent of Islam in the Arabian Peninsula, the treatment of newborn girls and the customs surrounding marriage in the region varied among different tribes and communities. Here's a detailed understanding of these practices and the treatment of people in Mecca before the arrival of Islam. Treatment of newborn girls. Infanticide in pre-Islamic Arabia. It was a common practice in some tribes to engage in female infanticide, where newborn girls were sometimes buried alive or left to die in the harsh desert environment. This practice was driven by a combination of factors, including fear of poverty and concerns about preserving tribal honor. Low status, female infants were often considered a burden, and their birth was not celebrated in the same way as the birth of a male child. Girls were seen as having lower social status and were sometimes viewed as a source of shame. It's important to note that the treatment of women and marriage customs varied across different tribes and regions within pre-Islamic Arabia. The arrival of Islam in the 7th century brought significant changes to these practices. Islam emphasized the dignity and rights of women, prohibited female infanticide, and introduced reforms to the institution of marriage, including the requirement of the bride consent. The cultural and social transformation brought about by Islam had a profound impact on the treatment of women and the customs surrounding marriage in Mecca and throughout the Arabian Peninsula, ultimately leading to greater gender equality and a shift towards more equitable marriage practices.